With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Deputy Premier and Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, heads to Tokyo and Hong Kong the week of April 22nd for meetings with industry and regulators. Government's representative in the Asia Overseas Office, Jean DaCosta, who was significantly involved in developing the schedule, will attend the meetings as well. During the Deputy Premier's absence, Minister of Border Control and Labor, the Honorable Duane Seymour, will act across all of the Deputy Governor's responsibilities, which also include the Ministry for Investment, Innovation, and Social Development. The Deputy Premier will update the public on the visit shortly after returning to office on the 29th of April. The Ministry of Health and Wellness is launching a one-month consultation period to help determine Cayman's new national health strategy from May 1st to the 31st. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The consultation, which is being undertaken with support from the Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO, will help in the development of an overarching guiding document for the Cayman Islands that defines the 10-year strategic directions with regards to health and the healthcare system. The public consultation is being conducted to ensure that the new strategy is being informed by a range of key stakeholders. Throughout the month of May, the ministry will be soliciting feedback from the community via talk shows, virtual and face-to-face town halls, a designated survey, social media posts, and emails, among other avenues. Ministry officials will also be engaging key stakeholders in health, including private and public sector providers, NPOs, faith-based organizations, and other key advocates in health. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
You can send your email contributions to mohfeedback@gov.ky. The consultation survey will be available on the 1st of May at gov.ky/health-wellness. The team that evaluates Cayman schools wants your input as they work to tweak the standards and framework used for assessment.
We want to ensure that the framework is current, it's adaptive, and it is sustainable. So with that said, we have actually embarked on a rewrite of the framework for compulsory provision that is successful schools and achieving students too.
OES Director Althea Edwards Booth Cassell on Radio Cayman's Talk Today this week, saying the Office of Education Standards is using a variety of formats and media in order to get the wider public involved, as well as key stakeholders.
We have issued a series of online surveys that we have encouraged school leaders, teachers, parents, students to participate in. In addition to that, we have actually organized a series of district community meetings.
The OES's Jessica Jackson says by hosting these meetings across the islands and the districts, as well as a virtual one, they're hoping to make it more convenient for people to participate.
So Monday, 22nd of April, we're at 6 o'clock, and this is actually via Zoom, so you can stay at home and still partake in our community consultations. Tuesday, the 23rd of April, we're at John Gray in the Performance Hall, starting at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, the 24th of April, we are at 7 o'clock at the school hall at Thealai McCoy Primary. Moving on to the next week, Monday, the 29th of April, we're actually going to be in the BRAC. So we'll be at Lehman Scott Senior High School in the school hall starting at 6. And our final consultation meeting is Wednesday, the 1st of May, starting at 6:30 at John A. Cumber Primary in West Bay.
You can find out more by visiting oes.gov.ky. And a warning from the Cayman Islands Police Service after an increase in the numbers of reports of thefts from vehicles. Police say in some cases the vehicles were left open, but in others, people smashed the windows or windshields and took items. Police say they've already made a number of arrests, but are strongly encouraging the public to be more proactive and to use preventative measures to avoid becoming a target. Police are seeking the public's assistance to locate 16-year-old Joshua Whitaker, who was reported missing on April 14th. Joshua was last seen participating in a supervised activity with other teens at the Galleria Plaza off West Bay Road, but left the group and has not returned home since. Police have carried out several lines of inquiry. However, he has yet to be found. Officers are encouraging Joshua to return home or attend the nearest police station immediately. He's described as being about 6'5" tall, slim build, light brown complexion. We've shared Joshua's photo on the Radio Cayman Facebook page. If you have information, you can reach the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. You can also call the MASH unit at 649-6000. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to police on their confidential tip line at 949-7777. Get out your glad rags and snag your tickets to catch local and international models stomping the runway for Cayman InStyle Fashion Week.
We have our two shows. We have the kids' runway show, so we separate the shows.
Okay.
So we have the kids' teen own show on Saturday at the Arc this year, and then we have the adult show at 7, the Arc as well.
CEO and founder Norma Ebanks tells Radio Cayman the collections will showcase the latest trends from both Caymanian and international designers. There are also some big names coming out for the show.
Alva Page, our international model coach right beside me here. We have Nigel Barker, American top model, who is our main host for all him for the Saturday night show.
Nice.
We have Kira Bellin, who is also one of American top model
contestant.
She is co-hosting the shows. The list is long of international models coming to the Cayman Island alongside Kira Bellin, because Kira Bellin is the owner of TFL. TFL, they are a franchise that do Miami Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, London, you name it.
Tonight's events include the organization's first Free Your Mind Gala, the annual Trailblazer Awards, and the Creative Fashion School graduation. The runway shows are tomorrow evening. Ms. Ebanks and modeling coach Alva Page say these events aren't just about the clothes. They're also about supporting the Cayman Islands economy.
The impact it has on tourism is we want it, or now we can see where it becoming the fashion, one of the fashion destination early. So that's what it is. That's what we put on the map now for the tourist department.
And then also, too, I think it really helps out because, you know, me coming from the States, and I was in the airport in Miami, and they had the destination books, and people were like, oh, you're going to Grand Cayman? I was like, yes. And I said, also, there's Cayman InStyle Fashion Week. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So mm-hmm. It's the tourism. That's the part of it. Whenever you can just greet people and you tell them, it just add more to their repertoire, you know,
right.
Or things to do on the island, you know, besides the sailing and the cruising and the beach. They were like, oh, we have an event I can attend.
For more info or to purchase tickets, head to CaymanInStyleFashionWeek.com. The freshly reopened and renovated Georgetown Public Library is flooded with music Thursday night as the Cayman Arts Festival presents this season's penultimate Music at the Library. And Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller was there.
Without any further ado, let's bring on Rodney Marsalis and Glenda Daniel.
The vibe was different from the jump on Thursday night, with a typically reserved and formal crowd whooping and hollering after several heart-stopping performances by local pianist Glenn Inanga and international trumpet powerhouse Rodney Marsalis. Marsalis, cousin to well-known jazz musicians Wynton and Branford, is no stranger to the Cayman Islands, visiting the country several times over the past few years for concerts. Thursday night's program featured pieces by Chopin, Vivaldi, Debussy, and even Elvis Presley. And it may be the first of many soon-come opportunities for Cayman to see more of Marsalis, a virtuoso featured on more than 30 recording labels and founder of the Marsalis Mansion Artists, a management company that caters to a vision of excellence and creative impact.
Uh-oh. But he mentioned that you were thinking about moving to Cayman.
I'm thinking very seriously about it. Like, we're in the process.
What was the reasoning for coming here?
Well, initially it was when I played years ago with Brass Band of Battle Creek, and I just started coming back, recitals, and I just keep coming back. And so finally, I decided it's somewhere I wanted to live.
Is our music scene part of the reason you might think about coming to Cayman?
It's a big part of the reason. It's this organization, Cayman Arts Festival. That's the main reason, because I think they're inspired in what they're doing, and I think they're on the right track, and I'm just, you know, honored to be a part of it.
Music at the Library is a cornerstone event for Cayman Arts Festival, a local nonprofit that uses funds raised from events such as this to provide free instruments and world-class music lessons for children in local schools. Reporting for Radio Cayman News from the Georgetown Public Library, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.